You're listening to The Ashley Loughlin Show. I'm Ashley, and I'm here to help you build a wildly successful and profitable business on social media. I created my own rags to riches story and built a seven-figure business on social media in the midst of motherhood, and my passion is helping other female entrepreneurs do the same. I'm sharing my best marketing, mindset, and sales strategies to help you love the process and scale your business to six figures and beyond. Let's dive in. Hello, rich bitches, and welcome to another episode where we are going to talk about making that cash money, honey, on social media. Today, I'm going to talk about the newest thing that has just taken the internet by storm, the entire business world by storm. It is called MRR, and you may have seen people talk about this on social media. You may have seen me talk about it. You may have seen other people bash it. You may see a lot of reels about it. It's everywhere. And a lot of people still don't even understand what it is. And that's fine because it's still in its infancy stage. It's still very, very new. So I really wanted to explain MRR in its entirety, what it is, who it's for, the good, the bad, and everything in between, so that you can make an educated decision on whether or not this is right for you. Because I see so many people bashing it, and I was one of those who bashed it. And then I became educated and ate my words. And so I want to clear the air. I want to give you the breakdown and tell you all about MRR and why you're seeing it everywhere. So what is MRR? It stands for Master Resale Rights, and it is not new. It's actually been around since the 90s, and it's when you create something and you attach a license to it where people can resell it and they keep 100% of the profits. So it's not an affiliate commission. So you might be familiar with affiliate commissions. And this is very popular, like Amazon, or there's, you know, Legendary Marketer. You may have heard of them. They've been in the news lately for some not so great things. But even with network marketing, when you sell something, you get usually a 25% commission in network marketing. Sometimes it's 20%, 30%, depending on what company you're with. With Amazon affiliates, I'm an Amazon affiliate, and what's so funny is I make cents, literally cents. With Amazon affiliates, you send your link to people or you share your link. They give you a link for each product. So anytime if somebody's like, hey, Ashley, I really want that little mini stepper you have, I'll go into my Amazon app, and when I hit the share button, it will say copy associates link or just copy regular link. So I'll copy my associates link, which is an affiliate link, and I will send that out. And then when somebody purchases it, I get a commission. And I'm telling you, it is cents. I literally make like 5 cents per sale. It is not a lucrative business. Unless you have hundreds and hundreds of thousands of followers, people who are making money as Amazon affiliates have a large following and they're driving a lot of traffic to every single thing they purchase on Amazon. So anyway, the problem with affiliate programs is that you only get a percentage. Now, MRR, Master Resale Rights, came to the scene and totally switched everything around. And just, it's mind-blowing that instead of just getting a percentage, you literally keep 100% of the profits, 100%. And this is wild. And a lot of people think like, oh, this is a pyramid scheme. This is a scam. And no, it's not. I'm going to explain how this all works. As I said, this isn't new. It has been around for a while. It was present in the 90s and then it kind of died down. But in February of 2023, a couple, Zach and Hannah Pippins, they are entrepreneurs. They decided to create a course to teach people how to build a business online or how to take current business and bring it to the online space. How to create funnels, how to bring in leads, how to sell. And so they created this course that they originally called the Roadmap to Riches. And they decided to attach MRR rights to it. They thought, wow, if somebody buys this course from us and they have success with it, they like it, they start their own business or they scale their current business and they want to share it with a friend rather than them bringing that that business to us, let's just give them master resale rights. Let's switch up the industry here and we'll allow the people who buy this course to turn around and resell it to their friends for 100% profit. So they buy it, they go through it, they want to tell people about it, and they can sell it to them themselves. They don't even have to send their customers to us. We're going to let them keep all the profits because if they love it and they want to share it with their friends, they can. And that will be an additional income stream for them. Like, can we just have a moment to think about how gracious that is? How selfless that is? As a course creator, I've been creating my own courses for 5 years. I don't think I could ever do that. I don't think I could, and maybe I'm just selfish and greedy. I don't know. But they took on so much by doing this, because not only are they saying, hey, here's a course we have spent years creating, you can sell it, we're not going to take any of the profits, but also you can add who you sell it to our community, and we will host calls for them. We will help them. So that's what Zach and Hannah do. Every week, they host multiple calls a week. So if you buy the roadmap from anyone, you get access to these calls for additional help for free. Okay, for free. So I cannot stress how incredible these two people are, that they have taken this on and really paved the way for all of us. So they did this. They created this course. They wanted to serve business owners. They wanted to show people how to make money online. And what happened was the MRR part, the resell part, took off. People that had no business experience, they didn't have a business, they didn't have an idea for a business, they caught on to the fact that you could sell this course and you could keep the profits. And you didn't even have to create your own product. You didn't have to create your own course. You didn't have to have your own thing. This could be the thing you sell. This could be your digital product. And you could sell it and you could keep all the profits. And that is what took off. And it took the whole internet by storm, because it became this frenzy of people seeing that it was a quick and easy way to make money. Because, you know, as I said, I have been creating my own courses for 5 years. My signature course that I created and I sell to people is called Course Launch Academy. It teaches you how to create your own course and sell it. And I know that it takes a lot of time. It takes blood, sweat, and tears, and so much mental energy to create your own course. And I believe that you should have your own offers, for sure. And I believe there are certain people who do better with their own offers than selling somebody else's, than selling an MRR course, for sure. But people realized, wow, I could just sell this and I don't have to spend months or years trying to create my own thing. And so it brought so many new people into the space and gave them something to sell. Complete beginners who had never posted a reel in their life, like literally never posted a reel, caught on to this, said, I'm going to give it a try. So they bought the course. Now the course walks you through everything, literally everything step by step, teaches you everything you could ever need to know about social media, creating content, making reels, building funnels, getting leads, selling, all the things. So they went through the course and then they started to apply what they learned, and people started making ridiculous amounts of money. I'm talking like $100,000 in a few months as a complete beginner. Millions in a few months with a little bit of experience. So the people, I will say, there are people who have made millions in the MRR world, and they were not complete beginners, even though many of them are out there acting like they are beginners. So like, I'm new to digital marketing. Bullshit. No, you're not. You came from network marketing. You had a large network marketing team. And like, network marketing is basically an MLM. People don't like to say MLM, but I come from network marketing and I know that is multi-level marketing, which is an MLM. So anyway, the people that you see who've had like extraordinary success, millions of dollars in a few months, they came from network marketing. They already knew how to do social media. They were not complete beginners. They understood how to sell online, how to build a brand, how to create content. And then they got this product and realized, oh, well, I could easily sell this. And so they started selling it and making ridiculous amounts of money. I'm talking like $30,000-$40,000 a day, okay? And so those are the people that got my attention, because I'm like, wow, if they can do that, like anyone could do this. But I'll talk about my perception of it and thoughts in just a moment. So anyway, complete beginners who literally never had made a reel before started doing this, and they started to make really good money. Thousands, hundreds of thousands, not millions. But they were complete beginners, and they are just, it's mind-blowing. And I keep saying this, that I've never seen people have such success so quickly in any other business. It's not possible in network marketing, because in network marketing, you're making a commission, you have to build a downline, you have to have customers, you have to learn all the products, you also have to learn social media. There's like so much to learn in network marketing, and then you're only getting a 20% commission of what you sell. So it's impossible to make that kind of money so quickly in network marketing. Drop shipping, same, not possible. Online coaching, same, not possible. Having a Shopify store, e-commerce, Etsy, nothing. Like you cannot, nobody can make the amount of money that people are making in MRR as quickly and as complete beginners as they are. It is mind-blowing. So anyway, the Roadmap to Riches came out. It was the first course, and people jumped on it and they started making tons and tons of money. So it came out in February, and it was July. So I was many months late. I never even heard of it until July. So at the end of July, I started to see reels about MRR, people selling this course, and I kept rolling my eyes at it. And I honestly felt threatened by it, because I thought, wow, like these people have no experience and they're selling a course that they didn't create, and the course is cheaper. It's $497. And so in my opinion, that's cheap, because my course that I sell is three times that amount of money. And the courses that I tend to buy are thousands. I'm talking like $5,000. And I've invested $10,000, $20,000 into mentors. So when I saw that there's a course that's only $497, and to you, you might be thinking, wow, that's a lot of money. I want you to think about how much money you spent on college. How much is one semester at college? How much is one course in college? Like insane amounts of money. And for $497, I guarantee you will learn more than you learned in all 4 years of college for just $497. So it's all about perspective. So to me, I'm like, $497, that's so cheap. And it's teaching them everything they need to know, like all the things: funnel building, email marketing, branding, social media, all the different platforms, like what? And so I was like, people aren't going to buy my courses, because they're just going to buy this because it's a better value. And so I started to get really threatened by it. And I was having this internal dilemma. And I remember getting a message from someone asking me if I would ever put my course, if I would ever attach master resale rights to my courses. And I was like, oh, absolutely not. And still to this day, right now, my answer is no, because I would never take on that responsibility of people taking my work and selling it and then me having to deal with their customers and support them. And that's just, I am not in a position to do that. I do not have the capacity or the desire to do that. So props to the people who are creating these MRR courses and hosting these communities. But anyway, I went on my stories and I said, I don't agree. I don't like this whole MRR thing. I feel like it's cheating, and I feel like you're not going to stand out because everybody is selling the same exact thing, and I don't like it. Well, the next day, I got a message from a good friend of mine who we were in network marketing together, and then she bought my course, Course Launch Academy, created her own course, had an amazing launch, made so much money, and then she messaged me and was like, are you interested in this MRR thing? Like, you should do it, Ashley. Like, it's perfect for you. And I was like, no, it's not. It goes against what I teach. I have a course on how to create a course, and that's my main moneymaker. Why would I start selling this other course that I didn't even create? And she was like, Ashley, not everybody has the time, energy, or a topic to create their own course. She had just used my course. She went through Course Launch Academy to create her own course. She's like, Ashley, I just did that. And I had to pour blood, sweat, and tears into it. It was a process, and not everybody can do that. But this is an easy way to serve all those people who just literally don't have anything to teach and don't have the time to create one. Like, they could just turn around and sell this, and you could sell so many of those to those people. And I was like, okay, you do have a point. So I thought about it. I talked about it with my husband, and I thought, okay, what the hell? I see these people making tons of money. Why not give it a try? So I bought it. I bought it on a Saturday, And I was actually, we were on our way home from vacation. So I just bought it on my phone from her. I was like, send me the link. I'm in. Like, I didn't wait till I got home, was on my computer and had perfect conditions. I was like, I'm in, let's do this. Because one thing to know about me is when I decide to do something, I go all the way in, like whole ass in. I don't half ass it. When I decide to do it, it's like balls to the walls. Like, let's go. Nobody talk to me. I am only going to focus on this. So I bought it and then I spent 2 days setting it up and I still had some unease about it. I was like, oh, I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go over. So the day I decided to launch it, it took me 2 days to kind of go through it, to set everything up. And then the morning I was going to launch it, I sent an email to my list, And I wasn't going to talk about it on social media because I still wasn't behind it 100%. I still didn't believe in it 100% and was still very unsure. Like, would this damage my credibility, me selling this other course when I've been trying to tell people that they need to create their own courses for years? So anyway, I sent out an email and then I went to get my nails done. And while I was getting my nails done, I saw sales come in. People were buying the course. They were doing it. I was like, oh my gosh, that was so easy. Like, because I didn't have to create the course. And normally, you know, I had been spending so much time creating courses and I didn't have to do this. It literally took me a total of 8 hours to get this thing set up and ready to go. I was like, what? So while I was getting my nails done, I made like a quick $1,000 and was like, okay, let me go home and actually talk about this on social media. So I went home, I did some stories, I made a post about it, and then it just took off. So I made $10,000 in the first 5 days. And then in the first month, I made $58,000. So pretty much I averaged like $10,000 a week just from a course I didn't create. Like, what? So at the beginning, when this was happening, when I was just seeing these sales come in, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I cannot believe this. This is the easiest money I've ever made because I was in network marketing for years and hustled so hard to make every cent in network marketing. And then I did my own coaching. And that is an energy exchange because in order to get paid, I'd have to get on calls with clients and constantly think about them and answer their Voxer questions. And I just had so much stress and pressure. I feel like when somebody pays me a lot of money, I feel like I have to over deliver. And so these people were paying me a lot of money and like I was constantly stressed over, am I helping them enough? Am I giving them enough information? Am I available enough to them? And that's why I then pivoted to just online courses, creating my own online courses. But with creating your own online courses, there's a lot of time that goes into actually creating a course, mapping it out, creating the slides, recording the content, making the workbooks, uploading it all, making it look pretty, and then selling it. And so this, I was like, I bought this course and in 2 days, I'm selling it and making ridiculous amounts of money. Like, what? What? I just couldn't believe it. And I was like, I am so thankful that I got over my ego and actually listened to my friend. She talked me into doing this and did it. I was like, this is the easiest money I have ever made. And then also the community, the MRR community is unlike anything I've ever seen. With network marketing, you have teams and so you have your own downline, all the people that you recruit, and they really pin you against everyone else because they make it a competition. And so the thing that I really hated in network marketing is they would announce like, here's the top 50 teams and everybody would just only celebrate their own team or like the people that they were friends with. And I hated that competitiveness. I hated that we were all kind of pinned against each other and nobody, like you wouldn't comment on a competitor and a fellow network marketer's post. You wouldn't give them love on their post because you don't want people go to them. It's just like that was the culture in network marketing. And I can't speak to every network marketing company, but that's what I experienced. But with MRR, oh my gosh, it's a completely different vibe. Everybody is so supportive. Everybody is giving you love, commenting on your posts. Like we are direct competitors. We're selling the same exact thing, but people are commenting on each other's posts, referring people to each other. I mean, it's just, it's wild. It's like unlike anything I've ever seen. So I love the community. I love the people that are a part of the MRR world. So it has been such an amazing journey. So the roadmap was the first course, and I am just so grateful for the creators. I'm always saying, wow, we need to all come together and like send them an edible arrangement or maybe something that's a little bit cooler than an edible arrangement, because the money that they have made for people is insane. I can't remember what the latest stat was, but I mean, it's something crazy, like $30 million maybe. Don't quote me on that. I know that they reached like $10 million in collective sales, community sales, months and months ago. And I feel like I saw it's somewhere around $30 million. But I'm saying that, and that's not what the creators have made. That's what people selling this course have made collectively. $30 million. Like insane amounts of money. And the creators are not taking anything from anyone. They sell the course themselves. So a lot of people say, well, how do they make money? Well, how do they benefit at all? Well, they really don't. And that's why I say, like, I props to people who are creating MRR courses, but they sell the course themselves. And so some people, you know, follow them, find them, and buy directly from them. So that's how they make their money. But they take nothing from what we sell. Again, so selfless. What a time to be alive. And that's what I keep saying. It has never been easier to make money online. You get to buy a course, learn everything you need to know, turn around and resell that course that you didn't even create on a free app like Instagram and keep all the profits. Like, why are you not doing this is the question. Now, another course came out, there's several courses now. So the roadmap was the only course for, I want to say like a good, almost the better part of a year, maybe like 8 or 9 months. And then Simply Passive came out, and then the Freedom Formula, there's UBC, there are the Inner Bloom, there's tons of courses now. So all of these people have then since come out with additional MRR courses, but the roadmap still reigns supreme. I always say it's the Chanel bag of courses because it is just iconic. And everyone you see in the digital marketing space who's making a lot of money, they started with the roadmap. They might be promoting a different course now, but they started with the roadmap. They learned from the roadmap. They made their money from the roadmap. The roadmap is what started it all. So why is this not a pyramid scheme, and how is this different from network marketing? A pyramid scheme is when the person at the top makes all the money. So they get in at the beginning and they bring in people underneath them, and what the people underneath them sell all rolls up to the person at the top. So the person at the top benefits from everyone underneath them, what they are selling. And so that's a pyramid scheme. And so the goal in a pyramid scheme is for you to bring on more people and just keep on bringing on more people and having them sell, because the more they sell, the more you make. Now, a pyramid scheme is illegal. Network marketing is very much like a pyramid scheme because it's multi-level marketing. That's what it's called, multi-level. So a lot of people think, oh yes, it is a pyramid scheme, and it does kind of resemble a pyramid scheme, but it's not illegal. And how network marketing works is that you sell products to customers and you earn a commission off of what you are selling to those customers, but you also recruit other team members or distributors or partners, whatever your network marketing company is referring to them as. And what those people sell impacts you, because you get, you know, the volume that those people are bringing in contributes to your bonuses and your rank and your levels and whatnot. So the person who did sign up, the founders of network marketing companies make the most amount of money because they have so many people underneath them. And what those people are selling does roll up to the initial person, the people at the top. So if you get lucky and you sign a rock star who makes a ton of money, makes a ton of sales, and recruits other people who are also rock stars and make a ton of money and make a ton of sales, you naturally benefit from them because they are below you and what they are doing is impacting you. So the problem with network marketing is that it becomes very stressful to balance the customers you have with the team you have and all the distributors under you, because you might be working for a new income goal or a new rank. And in order to get to that next rank, the people below you have to hit certain quotas. They have to recruit so many people. And so your income depends on the people below you. And if they are just unmotivated, if they suck, I don't want to say it meanly, but like if they just don't do what they're supposed to do, then they're not going to be successful. And then that hurts you. They go inactive and then you have to scramble to get somebody else to replace them because you're going to lose your rank and you're going to lose your money and you're going to lose your bonus. And it is extremely stressful. And when you get to like the top of network marketing, there's a lot of money on the line. If one person goes inactive and you're trying to get a bonus, you could lose $50,000 just because one person didn't order what they needed to order. And so that's why network marketing gets a bad rap for sure. However, right, I'm all for network marketing. I'm not bashing network marketing, but it's so stressful because you do have to, it's almost like a pyramid scheme. Like you have to get people below you who are going to do something so that you can benefit and make money and hit your own goals. So you have to rely on people and constantly be motivating them and dragging them along and pushing them because you cannot reach your goal without them doing what they need to do. So it becomes very frustrating. MRR, Master Resell Rights, these courses are nothing like that. Nothing. You are not recruiting people. You don't have a downline. What people do below you doesn't matter. There are no people below you. There are no legs. There's nothing like that. MRR is the simplest business model. You buy a course. You go through the course. You learn what's in the course. You apply what's in the course. And then you sell the course to other people who want to learn those same skills. The majority of the MRR courses pretty much teach the same thing. It's how to set up your systems, how to have a sales page, an opt-in page, how to be collecting emails, how to set up your payment processor, how to do email marketing, how to set up Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Pinterest, LinkedIn, YouTube, how to create content for the different platforms, how to sell, how to provide customer service, how to brand yourself. And so those are skills that I feel like everybody needs to know right now. So a lot of people buy the course without the intention of even selling it. Because that was, again, remember the initial intention wasn't for people to just sell a course. It was for people to learn how to build a sustainable, scalable business or how to take a business that they have in real life and bring it to the online world and to get leads and to make sales. So the skills that are taught within the course can be applied to any business. And I always say this, like if you are in network marketing, buying one of these courses and applying what's in this course to your network marketing business is going to help you take off. And the reason I stand behind the roadmap and these other courses so much is because what they teach is what I had been doing in network marketing, and that's truly how I got to the top of my network marketing company. I had funnels in place long before funnels were even a thing that any network marketer heard of. So I would have people tell me they were interested and fill out a form where I collected their name and email address. And then I would send them the information and I had it all automated. So I had an entire automated system where I would create social media content that would bring people in. They would give me their name and email address. Then I had them on my list. Then they would be sent the information and they would be sent follow-ups and additional emails to bring them through my funnel. And if you don't know what a funnel is, think of literally a funnel that you will pour gasoline through to get into your car or I don't know, not gasoline. Gasoline, oil, whatever that you would pour through a funnel. I have no knowledge of cars, but at the top of the funnel is your social media content, the big part. That is where you are reaching the masses. And then your goal is to bring people in your funnel and all the way through to the bottom where they're making sales and they're purchasing from you. And so you can do that online by creating social media content that's going to get the right people, get their name and email address so they're on your list. Then you're going to send them some emails to nurture them, and then they're going to buy from you. That's essentially how it all works, and that's what these courses teach. So I was doing that years and years and years ago, and that's how I was able to bring in, I'm talking like 4,000 leads a month for network marketing. And that's how I was able to consistently be at the top of the recruiting boards and the sales boards because I had a funnel in place and was consistently bringing in people and selling to them without me sending them DMs. I never sent a DM to people. I was not in my DMs or messages hunting people down, harassing them. I wasn't hosting parties in my house. I wasn't calling people. I wasn't meeting people in person. Literally all of the money that I have made in my 9 years of business have been from having simple funnels where I create social media content, I collect people's name and email addresses, and then I nurture them through emails and other content, and then they buy. And that is what these courses teach. So regardless of what business you have, whether you are a bookkeeper or you have an insurance agency or you're in network marketing or you're a photographer, you could take what's in these courses and apply them to your own business in order to, one, brand yourself better, two, market yourself better, have a social media presence, be collecting leads, and be making more sales. The other benefit is if you don't have any of those things, if you are a complete beginner and you don't have a business, you don't have a business idea, you don't have a product to sell, you don't have a topic to create a course on or a digital product on, buying one of these courses, that then becomes your digital product. It becomes the thing you sell. You don't even have to create your own thing. You're just like, this is amazing. I went through it. I learned so much. And now I want to tell everyone in the world about it because I learned so much and I get to keep every single cent from every single sale. I'm not getting a commission. I'm keeping 100% of the profits. Like, do you realize how incredible that is? I don't think you do. And you might be thinking, Ashley, am I too late to the game? Is this saturated? It's all I see. Well, there's a few things I need you to know. First of all, if it's all you're seeing, it's because the algorithm thinks that's what you want to see. The algorithm pays attention to what you click on, what you scroll to and scroll back to. So if you're on your feed and you scroll past something and then you go back and you scroll up to go watch it, the algorithm pays attention to that. And the algorithm takes in all of your actions to determine what it is you want to see, and then it shows you more of that. So for example, if you happen to see a cat on a toilet and you watch a cat on a toilet video, this isn't on YouTube, this is on Instagram and Facebook and pretty much TikTok. Every social media platform now does this. If you watch that video, if you like that video, if you save that video, if you comment on that video, if you rewatch it, like anything you do that tells the algorithm, hey, I'm interested in this, that is all you're going to see. And it's funny, on TikTok, I always say, I tell my husband this all the time. I'm somehow on the colon cancer side of TikTok. Like, I don't know what initial video I clicked on TikTok, but now all I see is people talking about colon cancer. And I'm like, oh my gosh, is this a sign? Is this some ominous sign? Like, why is everything I'm seeing on TikTok about colon cancer? And my husband, he only watches funny things on TikTok, so his feed is completely different. If you were to look at your spouse's TikTok or Instagram, their feed would be completely different than yours because every single algorithm is customized for each person. So if you clicked on one video about MRR, if you saw one person talking about MRR, these courses, making money online, you're probably seeing so much of that now. It's like all you see. And you're like, it's everywhere. Every single post is about making money online and these courses and MRR and everyone's doing it and I'm late to the game. It's saturated. No, it's not. It's just that the algorithm is showing you the small percentage of people who are actually creating content on MRR and selling courses. And that's what you're seeing because the algorithm thinks that's what you want to see. So now, you're basically blinded from everything else on the internet. You have no idea what else is going on because all the algorithm is showing you is that type of content because you clicked on it once, you watched a video, saved it, etc. So is it saturated? Absolutely not. There are billions of people on Instagram. I need you to understand this. And the amount of people selling these MRR courses, I'm going to say is far less than 100,000 people. I'm going to say that maybe 100,000 people own one of these courses, but not all 100,000 of them are actually selling one of these courses. A lot of them bought them, as I said, for their own purposes, to learn how to create a business or scale their current business. And they have absolutely no intention of selling an MRR course. They just bought it because they wanted to learn what was inside it. Other people have bought these courses, but then they didn't end up selling it, or they tried and then they gave up because they were like, nope, it's not for me. Like, I don't want to have to consistently post content. So the amount of people who are actually like all in and selling these courses is very, very small amount. Very, very small amount. I'm going to say less than 50,000 people are probably actively selling these courses right now on social media. And there are billions of people just on Instagram. And we're not even talking about all the other apps. And you can sell these courses to anyone, anywhere, any country. Anyone can sell them. Anyone can buy them. There's no roles, limitations, anything like that. So is it saturated? No, we are in the infancy stages of this, the very, 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 very beginning. So now is the time to get in my opinion, because you want to be one of the trailblazers, one of the ones who becomes known for this, right? There's recognition when you are one of the first, when you've been doing it longer than everyone else. So it is not saturated. It is in its infancy stage, and it is definitely something that I recommend doing. Next, I want to talk about faceless marketing. So if you are thinking, Ashley, this all sounds great and interesting, but I don't want to show my face because I am shy. I have a job and I'm not allowed to have another stream of income. I'm embarrassed of what my family or friends would say, or I have a business and I don't want my customers and clients to know I'm doing this. They might think that I'm giving up on my current business. So let me introduce you to something called faceless marketing, which is, again, taking the internet by storm thanks to MRR. So what happened was there were a few accounts that were motivational, like quote accounts on Instagram. You might know what I'm talking about, where the entire page is just quotes, motivational quotes or motivational videos. So you never really know who's behind the account. You just know that it's a fun account and they provide motivational content, and they monetize those accounts by getting people to pay them basically for shout outs or reposting their content, et cetera. So that's not what I'm talking about. Those accounts have been around for a while and they kind of started the faceless marketing trend, but that's not really what faceless marketing is. It has a whole new meaning and being now, if you will. So what happened was a few girls decided, hey, I want to sell these MRR courses, but I don't want to show my face. So I'm going to use stock videos from content banks. So there are certain companies like socialstocks.co. I have used that one. So you pay a monthly fee and they have these beautiful videos that are very aesthetically pleasing. You know, I'm talking about like the beige, the black, the white, like perfectly pristine, beautiful homes and, you know, stirring their beautiful coffee in the beautiful cup with perfect nails and everything's clean. You know what I mean? That whole aesthetically pleasing vibe. So there are several different content banks where they house all of these videos, and you pay a monthly fee and you get unlimited access to all of these stock videos. And so these girlies decided, we're going to take these videos and that's what we're going to put on Instagram. We're never going to show our faces. We're never going to let people see who we are. And that's going to remove so much pressure. So we don't have to constantly look camera ready. We don't have to show our faces. We don't have to show our homes that are not aesthetically pleasing, that are a constant mess. We have kids and there's toys everywhere, and we don't have pretty white cabinets, and we don't have pretty coffee cups, and you know, all the things that are probably holding you back. Or I don't want people to know that I'm doing this. So whatever the reason is, you can get these stock videos and you can create an entire account where you never show your face or your home or use any of your own content. You only post these beautiful videos and you put your own captions and text on the screen, whatever, to sell whatever you're selling, to sell one of these courses. And so a few of those started kind of in the fall was when I think the first few started, and they blew up. Like, the girls who started this trend had so much success because it was so new. You know, Instagram loves the aesthetic vibe. And so anyway, these girls took off. Their accounts grew rapidly. They started to make so many sales. And then faceless marketing like became a thing, where now these courses have modules in there about faceless marketing, how to do faceless marketing, how to create a faceless account, what your bio should say, where to get these stock videos, how you should write hooks and tell stories and write captions so that people still get to know you and they begin to trust you even though they never see your face or know who you really are. And so the people that are doing these faceless accounts are having so much success with these. And it's fascinating because they're building personal brands. And I feel like I know them through the stories they tell in their captions. They tell stuff about their families, their kids, their prior experience, all that kind of stuff. So I feel like I know them, even though I've never seen their actual face and know who they really are. And they're making bank. They are making so much money. It is insane. So again, what a time to be alive. Do you realize how lucky we are that we can use a free app like Instagram to sell a course we didn't even create using content, using videos that aren't even of us, and make multiple six figures, like tons of money? I don't think you understand what people are making. It is wild, wild. So all of this to say, I initially was an MRR hater, and then I got convinced to give it a try, and it has changed my world. It is the easiest money I have ever made. And again, I'm not a beginner, so to me, it's easy, and this is the hill I'll die on, that it is the easiest option out there, but it's not going to be easy as a beginner. It's simple, but it's not easy. There's still stuff you have to learn. You have to go through the course. You have to post to social media consistently. You don't have to show your face, but you do have to post. There is work involved, but it's literally such easy, simple work that why would you not do it? Oh, I'm just so thankful for this. So anyway, I 10 out of 10 recommend it. I think that anyone can do it. I always say my 8-year-old daughter could do this, and she could probably do it better than me. Anyone could do this because the courses teach you everything. So if you're listening to this and you're like, I have zero business experience, I've never even created a reel, you're not alone. These courses will teach you how to do everything, how to set up your Instagram account, how to decide if you should even create a new Instagram account or keep the one you have, or if you should use TikTok or if you should use Facebook. They teach you everything. So you can come in not knowing anything and be making bank. It's wild. So beginners, it's excellent for. If you have some experience already, like if you're in network marketing or if you're a photographer, you could slay so quickly. The people who are having just insane fast results are not complete beginners, but they're making extraordinary amounts of money. Extraordinary. I mean, just mind-blowing amounts of money. So if you were like, oh, I'm in network marketing, but my income is dwindling and I'm feeling burnout, girlfriend, do not even wait another second. Please get one of these courses and start it. It will change your entire life. I have so many friends that come from network marketing and now we're doing this and we're like, this is like a breath of fresh air. Like we cannot even believe this is real. It is so much easier than network marketing. And the community is just so much more uplifting. If you have a business and you want to learn how to scale it, sorry, my 2-year-old, now he just turned 3, is in the other room yelling. And I'm sure you guys can probably hear that, but he's playing. So he's okay. But if you hear some background noise, that's what it is. If you currently have a business, you want to learn how to scale it, these can do it for you. So in the show notes, I am going to include a link where you can see all of the different courses that I currently offer. And if you need help choosing which one is best for you, then let me know, because I have a bunch of different ones that really serve people at different stages. Again, the roadmap is the OG. It is the one I recommend to everyone because it's the original. It's the one I stand behind. It's the one that made me the majority of my money and still is my top seller. And they're on 3.0. So they have updated it within 1 year 3 times. They've had 3 new versions come out. And when you buy it once, you get lifetime access to all of the updates. You never have to pay for the updates. You automatically get the updates, the new versions, all of the things without ever paying any more money. So anyway, it is just the best of the best, but there are simpler options. If you don't want to learn all the things, you need a faster option. There's so many different ones. And if you need help choosing, let me know. I will guide you. I will give you my honest opinion on which one would be best for you. So you can always reach out to me, send me a message on Instagram. That is where I am most active, or email me ashley@ashleylachlan.com, and I will help you choose. So the bottom line is, if you are trying to make money, and it's not even just about the money, but it's about having something that is your own. Like creating content, having your own social media page is so fun and exciting. I love, love, love creating content. I love posting. I love making friends in this space. And I keep telling people that even if you don't need the money, and if you are a stay-at-home mom, this is just great for your mental health. To have a passion project, to have something to focus on outside of motherhood or outside of your job. Because for me, I was a teacher and I felt like, you know, you go into teaching because you want to be creative, but then they tell you what to teach and it's usually teaching to the test. I'm not going to get into that whole spiel. I'm going to get off my soapbox before I even get on it. And I just felt like I couldn't be creative. And then I started my first online business, which was in network marketing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I can say what I want to say and brand myself however I want to brand myself and do whatever I want to do and use whatever colors and do all these things. And I just felt so alive. It just gave me my life back. And I was able to be creative. And now, you know, I have several different things. But my point is, if you feel like you are limited in your creativity, you need to do this. Because creating content and having your own personal brand allows your creative juices to flow, allows you to shine, allows you to be who you really are and to show up as who you want to be. And it's just so liberating and freeing. And having something to focus on and be excited about every day is just, it's unmatched. And then the money can just be a bonus. So yes, MRR is an excellent way to make a lot of money, whether you're a beginner or a seasoned veteran in the online space. The haters, I will address this quickly. The people that hate on it are threatened by it. Because I told you I was threatened by it. I was like, people aren't going to buy my course if this is available. But what happened, this is wild, is that I saw my own course sales increase. It was just mind-blowing because some people realize, like, I don't want to sell someone else's course. I'd rather create my own course. So I saw my own course sales increase along with selling a ton of MRR courses. But there are other course creators who still feel like this is threatening their business because now people can learn everything for $497 or cheaper. $497 is the most expensive course. There are ones for $387, $327, $222. I mean, there's prices all across the board, but $497 is the most expensive option, which is mind-blowing because in the online education space, most courses only teach one thing that is in these MRR courses. So for example, email marketing. So you would spend $500 just on a course on email marketing. And then you would spend $500 just on a course on Instagram. And then you would spend $500 just on a course on branding. So everything that you would want to learn, you'd have to buy separate courses for. And so you're investing hundreds and hundreds and thousands of dollars to learn what these MRR courses teach for just $500 or less. And so course creators feel very threatened by this. And so, of course, they're bashing MRR. A lot of people also in the online education space feel that it's unfair, that they spent years and thousands of dollars to learn what they know. And now complete beginners are coming in and basically jumping to the front of the line, right? They're skipping the line because they're not investing thousands of dollars. They're not spending years and years and years trying to learn this stuff. They're buying one course, learning everything in a few days, and then selling that course and making money without even having to create their own thing. So I feel like a lot of people in the online space are just jealous. They feel like it's not fair that people can come in and make so much money so quickly without putting in years of time, effort, and thousands of dollars in several different courses to learn what they're learning. And the other group of people who are bashing MRR are the network marketers, specifically the ones at the top. You will never see mid-level or low-level network marketers bashing MRR. It's the people at the top. Why? Why do you think this is? Because their incomes are threatened. As I explained, the people at the top benefit from the people below them. So if the people below them start selling MRR courses and start making more money with MRR, then they're going to sell less of the network marketing products. They're going to recruit less people to the network marketing team. And so then sales for that network marketing team are going to be down. Volume is going to be lower. So the person at the top is not going to make as much money because the people below them aren't selling as much, aren't recruiting as much because because they're off selling MRR courses instead. So the people at the top are feeling very threatened because their incomes are dwindling because people are selling MRR courses and making more money doing that. So they're saying, no, 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 nobody sell MRR courses. It's not a sustainable business model. It's not good. And I'm like, what kind of bullshit are you spewing? Like, you just are in it for yourself. You don't want people to make money because if they sell a course, then you're not going to get your paycheck. You're not going to make as much money because these people are making more money for themselves doing something else. It's just wild. And I understand where they're coming from because that's their livelihood and they need that money. And I totally feel them, but they're not truly looking out for the people below them when you realize what they're actually saying and why they're saying that. So anybody who is hating on MRR either doesn't understand the business model or feels threatened by it. They either feel like it's not fair that people are having such quick success, or they feel like people aren't going to buy their own products or courses or join their teams because MRR is a more attractive offer. So they're like, well, we better just bash MRR so nobody goes that way. And instead they come join us or they buy whatever we're selling. So I just want you to realize that, because I get people that message me and say, I've been seeing some hate about MRR. And I'm like, yeah, but are you looking at who's hating on it? Are you actually paying attention to who these people are and why they're saying this? Because it's their income that is being threatened. So do not let the haters deter you from doing this, because it can absolutely change your life. And what's crazy is after I had my fourth baby, I was secretly wishing and praying for an easier way to make money online. Because creating my own courses is my passion, I love it, but there's so much work involved because you have to constantly update the course and support your students, and there's a lot of upkeep and maintenance. And my competitors, before MRR came out, my competitors were pumping out offer after offer. And I was tired. I mean, I had four little kids, one of which was a newborn. I had two under two. And I was like, I can't keep up. I can't create anything else right now. I cannot put out any other offers. And my competitors are pumping out multiple offers a month, new courses every month, and I can't do it. So I was secretly praying for a way to make money that was easy. And I have only shared this, I think maybe once before, that this is what I was feeling, that I was feeling like I was falling behind, that there was no way I was going to catch up because I was just so tired and overwhelmed with my children. And then MRR came to the scene a few months later. And it took me a few months to learn about it. And when I first learned about it, I ignored it. And it was exactly what I had been praying for. But I chose to bash it instead and not see the blessing that was right in front of my eyes. And thank God my friend messaged me and said, Ashley, you could make so much money because you have an audience that would benefit so much from this, because you have so many people who just can't create their own course, but they want to have a way to make money online, and you could offer this to them. And so I saw the validity in that and was like, okay, like, let's give it a try. And then I made so much money so quickly and easily and was like, holy shit, this is exactly what I was praying for. And I didn't see it. And isn't that how it often works, is that we pray for something and then it's right in front of our eyes and we don't see it because we're looking for something else. So this is probably the blessing that you have been waiting for, the thing that you are praying for, the thing that will change your life. Do not let it pass you by. Do not look for other things when it's right in front of you. You're listening to this for a reason. It is a sign. And I hope that you will jump on it and take advantage of it and have just as much success as I have had and more. And every time somebody buys from me, I do a little happy dance and I literally say a prayer and I say, God, please let her be as successful or more successful as me, because I truly want every single person to be as successful or more successful as me. And I know that there's enough room at the top for everyone, that anyone can do this. And it is life-changing. So check out my link for all of your different options. Reach out to me if you need help choosing, and get out there and make those money moves.